Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Now ask yourself, where's your hope? What's your hope built on? What ground do you stand on?
I want to encourage you to make sure that you are rooted in Jesus Christ. Make sure that you are anchored in the one who died and rose again. Make sure that your hope, your faith, is built on the firm foundation that is the Son of God.
My hope? My hope is in the living and active Word of God. It offers hope for the sick. Hope for broken relationships, hope for the sinner, and hope for the struggling believer. The certainty of your hope should be based on the Word of God, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's what makes it so powerful. More powerful than a two-edged sword. So when in doubt, be grounded in the Word of God.
Take the example of Daniel in the Bible. Although he was thrown into the lion's den, he was unshakable in his faith. He was anchored in Jesus. Look at Paul and Silas, beaten and chained up in a dark prison. But they still found the faith to pray and praise the Lord at midnight. Why? Because they knew that the one whom they were anchored to was greater than their circumstances. They knew that Jesus Christ was greater than those chains. He was greater than any punishment they would face. So even if all the odds are against you, continue to trust in the Lord, and He will raise up a standard against the enemy.
When we expose our areas of weakness and present them to the Lord, He'll take what's broken in us and make it whole. He will heal us of every stronghold, every addiction, every sin that has ever held us down. If you struggle with unforgiveness, God can soften your heart. If you struggle with lust, God can make you pure. If you struggle with lying, God can make you a person of integrity. He can break every cycle, no matter what you've done, or who you've been, or how long you've been living in sin. Jesus can transform your life. In fact, He wants to.
At times, I'm troubled by the evil I see in this world. This world and this generation can be hostile towards God. In the world, many can, and often do, freely reject the principles and commands of Jesus Christ. And as children of God living in a godless world, I believe that we all need to have the following prayer points. We need to pray for God's protection against all manner of evil. We need to pray for wisdom and truth so that we aren't deceived. We need to pray for the spirit of discernment. We need to pray and plead the blood of Jesus Christ to out anything that seeks to corrupt, disturb, or hinder your spirit, your home, or your family. Only through prayer through the Word of God and through the covering of the Holy Spirit, can we be delivered from the evil in this world. And we certainly live in a world that is marred by sin. Ever since the fall of man, evil has been abundantly present and visible in the world and in the lives of man. Anger, greed, lust, envy, these are the things that secretly dwell in every human heart. These are some of the things at the root cause of all the suffering we see in the world. And as you see, it's through evil, Satan tries to shake our faith in God. He tries to destabilize, discourage, and distract you. But the good news is that we are children of God, and our Father has promised to protect us and guard us against all evil. The Bible says, Psalm 121, verse 7 to 8, "The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore." 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, "But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one." Psalm 23, verse 4, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." In this life, it's easy to sometimes be discouraged by the darkness we see all around us. We may even undergo spiritual attacks of our own. But we can rest in the knowledge that God will be with us through every battle. He will not abandon us to be defeated. He will not remove His faithful love from us and leave us to fend for ourselves. Satan is always looking for opportunities to lead people away from God and set them on a path to destruction. His tactics can be fierce. Temptation can be compelling. At times, we may be in a position where we have more questions than answers when it comes to God. But I want to remind you that we have a Savior in Jesus. Yes, we may be attacked by fear at some point, but we have a Savior in Jesus Christ. 1 John 4, chapter 4, "Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." The way we beat the devil is not by being stronger, smarter, or faster than him. The way we beat the devil is by calling upon the name he cannot stand, the name of Jesus Christ. The way we beat the devil is by abiding in the shadow of the Almighty. Jesus is the light that drives out the darkness. At the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. Demons have to tremble. And nature has to bow down. Christ alone has ultimate authority over all creation, and He has promised to be with us in every struggle. Sometimes we can't avoid passing through the waters of life. Sometimes we may be surrounded by evil on all sides. We may not be able to change our circumstances, but if we can only walk by faith, not by sight, we will see the hand of God moving and protecting us from harm. He has already declared that no weapon formed against us shall stand. And if He is for us, who can be against us?
When you are in Jesus Christ, you are alive. When you are in Jesus Christ, you are truly living and breathing. However, when you are in sin, you are separated from God. And although your physical body may be alive, your spiritual being is dead. This is why Paul wrote in Philippians 1, verse 21, saying, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Now, a lot of believers don't understand this. A lot don't know that if you are in sin, you are spiritually
dead. But let me tell you this. The devil and his demons do not care whether you know how they work. The forces of darkness don't care whether you know their action plan and devices. They only care about which road you're on, which direction you're heading in. They only care about what you do in those private moments because that's what counts. You see, there are forces of darkness at work in this world. As the Apostle Paul reminds us, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And you need to pray for understanding because the kingdom of darkness is exactly what it says it is. A kingdom filled with darkness. 1 John 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is discernment. With the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you can tell who is really speaking from God's word and who is speaking from a place of doctrine mixed with deception. And I believe, saints, that we need the Holy Spirit to speak and tug at our hearts. My prayer is that the Holy Spirit would open my eyes to every hidden stronghold in my life and within my family. May He shine a light on every corner that the enemy is hiding with the aim to take me down. Saints, God gives us the ability, through the Holy Spirit, to discern between various spirits and forces in the world. At the heart of spiritual discernment is spiritual warfare, because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. God's word says, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved and raised us up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." When you are alive in Christ, you see Jesus Christ for who He really is. You see Him as the light of the world. You see Him as truth. When you're alive in Christ, you see that the devil may form weapons, but they will not prosper. The devil might make plans against you. He may scheme against you. But none of his plans, none of his schemes will prosper. When you are alive in Christ, it doesn't matter what the kingdom of darkness does, because in Jesus, we have the victory already.
I want to begin by telling you that you may be hard-pressed on every side, but you are not crushed. You might be discouraged, but you're not destroyed. Although you are perplexed, you have not been driven to despair. The bottom line is, regardless of how bad or messed up you think your situation is, you are not forsaken. 1 John 4 verse 4 says, "Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." Saints, the one who is in you, the one who's in your heart, the one who is called Jesus Christ, He is powerful. He's more powerful than the one who is in the world. Now, if you really knew this, if you really believed this, if you are convicted that Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, is greater than he who is in the world, if you believed this, then you would be confident in every battle. You would be confident even when you're under attack. You see, when you believe that he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world, you won't waver in your faith. If you truly believe that he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world, you will call upon his name. You would call on the name of Jesus Christ, and he will be your rescue. victory is certain with Jesus Christ. The devil may attack you. He might scheme against you. But the one thing he cannot do is take away the hope that you have in Jesus Christ. He can never take away the faith that you have in Jesus Christ. And so long as you have faith, nothing is impossible. The Amplified Translation for Matthew 21, verse 21, it says, Jesus replied to them, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, if you have faith, personal trust and confidence in me, and do not doubt or allow yourself to be drawn in two directions, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen if God wills it. If you have faith in Jesus, if you trust him, if you have confidence in him, then you will never be crushed by the enemy. You will never be led to despair by the enemy. You won't be destroyed or broken by the evil one. And it's all because you have faith. Faith knows, greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world.
God sees you. He sees you there. He sees your struggle. He sees every single tear, every cry, even the silent ones. Paul said in 2 Corinthians, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. And I want you to really grab this, hard pressed on every side, meaning no matter where I go or what I do, there's pressure, there's opposition. Something is constricting you, trying to immobilize you and stop you. But despite the pressure, regardless of the opposition, you're not crushed. We are not crushed as children of God. And Paul continued, perplexed, but not in despair. Meaning, life has me puzzled and confused. It's got me asking questions like, what should I do now? Why me? But here's the thing. Perplexed I may be, but I still have hope. I still have faith that it'll work out for my good. Persecuted, but not abandoned. People may be looking at you sideways. People may be walking away from you. People may be thinking you're doing the most. You're doing too much when it comes to things of God. But only you know how far you've come with God. Only you understand why you praise the way that you do. And finally, Paul says, struck down, but not destroyed. Sometimes life hurts, but there's always healing in Christ. I may have been knocked down, but I can still move. I may have been knocked down, but I am not defeated. Friends, Jesus offers hope in the midst of our pain. The Lord is never too busy for you, but how can he help you unless you go to him?
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.